This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelfett. U.S. President Joe Biden moved on several actions to undo his predecessor's legacy during his first few days in office. The president halted construction of the U.S.-Mexico border wall, rejoined the World Health Organization and the Paris Climate Accord, and bolstered the means for production of COVID-19 vaccines. But the executive orders pale in comparison to the $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package that he requested from Congress. In an interview with ABC's This Week, Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar says she's optimistic about President Biden's COVID-19 relief bill.
We're in charge, and with even votes, we should be able to get legislation to the floor, including the pandemic relief package. As for the amount that Joe Biden has proposed, that's exactly the numbers we were talking about last summer. And at some point, the administration was talking those numbers.
Just two cabinet nominees were confirmed by week's end, much to the frustration of the Biden White House. Russia says it is willing and ready to set up a dialogue with the U.S.'s new Biden administration. A Kremlin spokesman said Sunday differences are expected to be aired, adding that President Vladimir Putin would respond in kind to U.S. willingness to talk. Moscow and Washington relations have been at their lowest since the end of the Cold War. The two sides are at odds over Russia's role in Ukraine and allegations of its meddling in the U.S. elections, which it denies, among many other issues. The U.S. also called on Russian authorities to release protesters and journalists detained at demonstrations supporting detained Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny on Saturday. You can read more about it on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Yemen's Houthi group and Saudi-backed government began UN-backed negotiations on a prisoner exchange Sunday. That's according to United Nations and Yemeni officials. The two sides have been at war for almost 6 years. The meeting in Jordan comes days after the United States designated the Iran-aligned Houthis as a foreign terrorist organization. It's a move the United Nations had warned could undermine peace efforts and worsen Yemen's humanitarian crisis. A UN-chartered plane carried four Houthi officials from Sana'a to Amman on Saturday. The talks aimed to free 300 prisoners, including high-ranking officials like the brother of President Abd Rabbo Mansour Hadi, whose internationally recognized government was ousted by the Houthis. Sources familiar with the matter said. Twin attacks overnight on the army in central Mali killed six soldiers. The military said 30 suspected jihadists were also left dead in response. The attacks occurred near the border with Burkina Faso at army positions that have been targeted in the past. A deadly Islamist offensive having begun in northern Mali in 2012 before spreading elsewhere. The raids happened at Burkesi and Mondoro in the violence-racked center of the Sahel country. About 40 motorcycles and a large amount of military gear were seized from the attackers, according to the army. On Thursday, three other Malian soldiers were killed in a bomb blast in the Mondoro area. India has donated millions of doses of the British-developed AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine to neighboring South Asian nations. It's an unusual diplomatic initiative that analysts say aims to raise New Delhi's global profile and push back against China, which has been expanding its influence in South Asia. As the world's largest vaccine producer, India is set to be at the forefront of supplying affordable shots against COVID-19 to low- and middle-income countries. Shipments of the vaccine landed in recent days in Bhutan, Nepal, Bangladesh, Maldives, Myanmar, Mauritius, and Seychelles, just days after India launched its own nationwide inoculation program. China reported 80 new COVID-19 cases on Saturday. That's down from 107 reported on Friday. The cases were mostly in the Northeast, where some residents complained of food shortage amid ongoing lockdowns. Portugal voters headed to the polls on Sunday, masked, socially distanced, and given their own pens to avoid spreading the coronavirus. They were voting largely for the ceremonial post of president. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.